shoes and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Even though the Lord is not physically there with us, the work that he began way back then, he now is working in and through us.
That's just a sample of what you'll hear weekday mornings on An Encouraging Word with Pastor Daryl Nelson. Join us as we continue to work our way through the New Testament book of Acts and find out more about the history of the church that Jesus built. An Encouraging Word with Pastor Daryl Nelson, weekday mornings at 11:30 on the Good News Station, WCNO.
Safety for your home and family. Now that's important to you. And Gator Security with its 5-year warranty can help. With security, video surveillance, and access control, Gator Security is available at www.gatorsecurity.com or 800-676-1580. Gator Security with its 5-year warranty is a proud corporate sponsor of WCNO. GatorSecurity.com.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarbus, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Jesus answered him, "The first of all commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. The second like it is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." There is no other greater commandment than these. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning for the ability to preach and teach. Father, I thank you for the anointing in this room today. Father, I thank you for every believer that's come through the doors this morning in attendance. I thank you for their lives. I thank you for revelation. Lord, I thank you for entrance this morning into the hearts of every man and woman in this house. And Father, I thank you, God, that revelation changes us from the inside out. Lord, we thank you for your love. There's no greater love. And Lord, we're just honored to be named as your children, to be in this place together today, and to celebrate who you are. In Jesus' name, amen. One of the things I told you a few weeks ago is that everything about the cross goes up and out. It's vertical and horizontal. And our love towards God is, you know, we love vertically, and our love goes toward him, and his love comes towards us. And, you know, what we pour out, he puts back in us and just flows through us. And it's this abiding love that continues this flow that really kind of keeps us in check, you know, and kind of keeps our life in order and keeps us in place. But how many of you know this morning we have to love inwardly also? Amen? There comes a time in your life when you've got to quit hating yourself. And you got to quit being disgusted with who you are and stop being unhappy with who you are. Amen? Because how many of you know you can never come to a point where you can forgive yourself if you don't love yourself? It's hard to be in a place of saying, okay, I'm going to give myself a break if you really don't like who you are. Listen, everybody did it, but everybody didn't get caught. Huh? Everybody is born in sin. You and I are born in sin. Everybody has messed up. You've messed up and I've messed up. We were all messed up. I know that might not be too exciting for some of y'all to get that revelation this morning, but you ain't as perfect as you thought you were. You're a little bit messed up. And I know you're not going to hear that preached in every church that you go to, but I do want to tell you the truth this morning, amen? Some people are still messing up, even though they've been saved. Can anybody identify with that this morning? That's one reason why we need to learn how to forgive ourselves. Because you're going to mess up. And if you do mess up and you don't forgive yourself, then you're going to come under condemnation. And you're going to condemn yourself. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, condemnation is a thief. It's a thief, amen? It robs us of our potential, and it robs us of our destiny. And it will keep us stuck in the same place where we found ourselves in our mess. Condemnation can bog you down. Amen. It's a killer of life. It steals marriages. It steals relationships. It takes futures. It destroys relationships with our family. It destroys relationships with our kids. Condemnation is a thief. Come on, somebody say, condemnation is a thief. Sometimes, listen, kids, they'll get to a place where they never forgive parents, and the parents won't never forgive themselves because they feel like they did something to their kids. That's why sometimes parents will live under condemnation. You ever seen that? Kids grow up and never speak to their parents again? We see that all the time. And listen, it's not just in the world. It's going on in the church. Blaming, parents blaming themselves for Junior's problems. Get over it. Come on, there's no condemnation. Amen. The third thing is not only is love got to be vertical, and not only does love have to be inward, love has to be outward. It has to be expressed to the people that are around us. Come on, there has to be an expression of our love towards one another, because how many know that God is the one that initiates love? It's His love that is initiated. He expressed His love in this, that He gave up Jesus Christ for us. It was an outward work. 1 John 4:19 says, we love Him because He first loved us. That's really why we love Him, because He loved us first. You didn't love Jesus first. He loved you first. He was there first. He thought of you first. You were on His mind first. I've used this example a lot of times, but it's important. A lot of people say, you know, on such and such date, I found the Lord. Well, the Lord wasn't lost. You didn't find the Lord. The Lord found you first. He came after you first. Amen. The Lord didn't get lost. The Lord always knew where He was. He's been in the same place. He's everywhere all the time. He's omniscient. He knows everything. He knows everything about you. Inside, He wasn't lost nowhere. You were the one that was lost. You're the one that was in need. You're the one that was in a mess. Amen. If we're really being honest today, it was the Lord that found us. It was the Lord that died for us. It was the Lord that loved us. It was the Lord that went after us. Amen. How many of you glad that the Lord found you today? I'm so happy that He found me. I'm so happy that He died for me. I'm so happy that He loved me first. Amen. John 15:16 says, we didn't choose Him. He chose us. See, we got this thing in our minds where we think it was our doing. I decided to give my life to Jesus. I decided to serve. No, He chose you. You didn't choose Him. I was living in the middle of my mess, all messed up. I really didn't have a hope, have a future, didn't know where I was going, what I was doing. I needed somebody to come into my life and straighten me out, and that's what He did. Amen. Jesus came to me and asked me to be in a relationship with Him. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. Come on, He loved me ere I knew Him. That's what He did. Amen. Jesus found me and He brought me out. All I had to do was say, Lord, thank You for finding me. Lord, thank You for reaching out to me. I believe in You. I receive Your forgiveness for my sins. Now just sit on the throne of my heart and have Your way in my life today. Thank You for finding me. See, that's really the good news of how much He loved us first. And He went out of Himself to go after us. Amen? Come on, I didn't choose Him. He chose me. So it's God that first loved us. And in Romans 5:8, it says that God has demonstrated His love. He's demonstrated His love. How many know love's got to be demonstrated? You can't say you love somebody and then not demonstrate your love. In fact, the Bible is very clear when it comes to loving others. If we only say we have love, if we only say we love people and we see them in need and we don't do anything about it, then we're liars. Because love has to have demonstration. Amen. He said, you don't really even know what love is if you see somebody in need and don't do nothing. If you just walk by and go, oh, well, I love you, and don't do anything. Really, that makes us a hypocrite. Come on, amen. Romans 5:8 says, God demonstrates His love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for us. So the question that I was asking you a couple weeks ago at the close of service is how do we love God with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, and all of our strength? How do we do that? Somebody say, shock and awe. Y'all know what shock and awe is? You know what that is, don't we? That's when the United States just comes in on their enemy and they drop so many bombs and they blow up so many buildings that the enemy gets demoralized emotionally and they get overwhelmed and it makes them think that they ain't no way they can win. Look at all this stuff going on. They're blowing up the whole country. We can't win. There's no way we can't even stand against the sheer power of the United States. Shock and awe. You ever seen the video clips when we invade a country and bomb them? It's like bombs just going off every second for days. I don't know about you, but if I was living in a country and bombs were going off every second around me for days, I'd be a little demoralized, wouldn't you? Listen, we need to have this mentality of shock and awe about who God is. I think we forget sometimes, amen? Because if we don't know, if we really don't know who it is that we're in love with, then it's easy to treat who we're in love with very common. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, that's what's happening in the church. We say we love God, but we treat him common. But do we really know who he is? Amen? If I don't realize how awesome the woman is that God gave me, how many of you know it becomes very easy for me to treat her very common? And really treat her like she's not that special in my life. And when I do that, I can easily ignore her needs. Because I forget the amazing person that God put in my life. Come on, ladies, it's the same thing. If you don't treat your man as something special that God brought into your life, and then he becomes very common. He becomes a nuisance. He becomes aggravating. He becomes frustrating. If you refuse to see the qualities in the husband that God brought to your life, if you refuse to see that and you nitpick and pick out all the bad stuff that you see in his life, then you're not going to be passionate in your love for him anymore. Listen, when most of the time when people lose their appreciation for somebody, it's really because they lose the view of how special that person was in the first place. And passion begins to die. They lose the view of what that person brings to the table in that relationship. And they begin to treat that person common. They begin to treat that person like they have no value any longer. They begin to treat that person like they're a nuisance. They start seeing fault in each other rather than seeing what God brought into the relationship. Amen. They don't see the potential. They don't see the dreams. They don't see the hopes. They don't see the vision anymore. Now all they see is the negative stuff. Yeah. Come on now. They don't see the way God sees. See, we take this human... Oh, Jesus. We take this human perspective, this human view of life so easily, rather than taking the perspective that God has on life, rather than getting in faith and seeing the way God sees. Do you really know how God sees this morning? He sees a lot different than we do. He don't look at things the way we look at things, amen? How many know he sees the entire universe with one glance? The entire things that we can't even dream about seeing, things that we have no clue, things that we don't understand, things that we'll never see with our natural eyes. It will be impossible. There'll never be enough science. There'll never be enough technology. There'll never be enough breakthrough to see the entire universe. God sees it in one glance. He sees it. We've only been able to see about 20 light years away just through the Hubble telescope. And what we see has been amazing. Amen. And the stuff we've seen in the last 20 years, it's been there all along, ladies and gentlemen. It's been out there floating around all along, galaxy after galaxy after galaxy, amen? The truth is we're on this tiny little dot out in the middle of a solar system amongst millions of solar systems, amongst millions of galaxies, in a great big universe that we can't even comprehend because it's so big. You don't have enough brain power inside of your skull to comprehend how big the universe is. You just know that it's ever increasing and still growing, and it's beyond anything you can grasp. God sees it in a glance. Come on, he sees things a little bit different than you see things this morning. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbes. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
What good are angels that you can't see? On the next edition of Renewing Your Mind, Dr. R.C. Sproul will teach us about the ministerial role of angels during the days of Elisha and later in the life and ministry of Jesus. Join us on this station for the next Renewing Your Mind with Dr. R.C. Sproul.
Heard at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Monday through Friday on WCNO. To wear the thorn.
Must have been something being born in a manger. With the sheep from the fields and the stars shining over your head, it must have been something seeing three wise men on their knees before a newborn, with their eyes all aglow, 'cause in their hearts they know it's the Messiah. He's come at last. It's the Messiah. Must have been something speaking the word of your father, with the promise of life and peace forever. It must have been something walking the streets of Jerusalem with the sins of the world and the innocence of a lamb. But soon everyone will know it's the Messiah.
It's the Messiah. housetop, up on the housetop.
This is WCNO, Palm City.